There is a name for principle number four. You need to know the principle's name. Commitment. When you take this step, you have just shifted from wishful thinking into committed intention. There's a beautiful poem written about this process that you've just achieved this morning. I'm going to read it to you. It says, until one is committed, there's hesitancy, the chance to draw back concerning all acts of initiative and creation. There's one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans at the moment one definitely commits. Then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issue from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidences and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. I've learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. Principle number four means you're serious about your dream, and that you are willing to be honest and practical about what you must do yourself to make a place for it in your life. Even thinking is an action and can be the most powerful action of all when it comes to creating miracles. Principle number four is decision. It is giving yourself permission to experience the miracle of your heart's desire. So give up the excuses and give up the drama. Give up your attachments to wrong ideas and things. And you can use that energy to carve a clear path for your dream to enter your life. Most of all, give up surrendering your potential to others. Use discipline as your protective device. Honor yourself and your heart's desire by creating a golden circle of commitment around it and yourself. Refuse to let anything sneak into your creative garden and steal your dream away. Commitment creates the environment for your dream to break through safely. Commitment is the creativity sergeant. It is the creative contractor breaking ground for miracles. And when you practice principle number four, get ready. It is at this point things begin to happen.